Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. With just 4 days left until the election, the candidates are crisscrossing the country trying to get every vote possible. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are focusing their efforts on key states with electoral votes. In Fayetteville, North Carolina, President Obama campaigned for Mrs. Clinton, urging a largely African-American audience not to be complacent.
All the progress that we've made these last 8 years goes out the window if we don't win this election. So we've got to work our hearts out this week, these last 4 days, as if our future depends on it. Because our future depends on it.
Donald Trump, meanwhile, campaigned in Ohio, criticizing Mr. Obama for taking up for Hillary Clinton.
Look at what's happening with so many things, whether it's jobs. But why is he spending all of his time campaigning for somebody under federal investigation? All he does is campaign and campaign. He ought to be back in the Oval Office. He ought to be back there working.
Hillary Clinton told supporters in Michigan that this year's election is crucial to the country's future.
Our progress is on the line. Everything that has happened up until this point is on the line.
A new poll, meanwhile, has found that a great majority of voters are disgusted with the two presidential hopefuls, but that doesn't appear to have discouraged millions from voting early. The New York Times CBS News poll found that 80% of those surveyed felt the campaign has left them repulsed. For more on this story, visit our website. This is VOA News. Opposition fighters fired mortars Friday at a corridor set aside for rebels and residents to leave the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo during a humanitarian pause. Vladimir Savchenko, the head of the Russian Center for Reconciliation of Warring Sides in Syria, condemned the actions and said they would not help the cause of the rebels. He said if militants think that it is possible to reach peace on their conditions or achieves their certain goals, then they are making a huge mistake. Russian and Syrian officials said that two Russian soldiers and a Syrian journalist were injured during the humanitarian pause, which had been unilaterally announced by Moscow. The 10-hour pause in fighting, was to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the city. The United States has joined the United Nations, France, Germany, and the United Kingdom in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of pro-Kurdish politicians and the throttling of the Internet. Following overnight raids, Turkish police detained a dozen parliamentary deputies of the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, the country's third largest political party. The incidents prompted Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken to speak to his Turkish counterpart to express concern. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb killed 9 people and wounded more than 100 others near a police station in the southeastern Turkish city of Diyarbakir, where some of the lawmakers were being held. Heavy fighting erupted Friday between jihadists and Iraqi special forces in eastern Mosul as they continued their push deeper into the Islamic State stronghold. Backed by U.S.-led airstrikes, Iraqi special forces fought but were met with fierce resistance when approaching the city's urban center from the east. That's despite widespread reports in recent weeks that Islamic State leaders had fled the eastern side of the city. The U.S. economy added 161,000 jobs in October in the last jobs report before next week's presidential election. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate dropped to 4.9%. The October numbers fall short of those from the first 9 months of 2016, when an average of 178,000 jobs per month were added. On Wall Street, stocks took a stumble and tumble, with the S&P 500 dropping for its 9th straight day. The index was down 0.17 on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Nasdaq were both down 0.24%. European and Asian markets also closed lower. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.